Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to me. Thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. Alright, so, I've been sitting here thinking about how I'm motivated to do this podcast. I want to do this podcast, but I just don't have the energy to do it. I keep trying to come up with steps to make it easier to do it, but I'm realizing that I am still in the midst of a catastrophic burnout period. I was also thinking about how my sister keeps saying that I'm depressed. And to me, the difference between depression and burnout is motivation. I have the motivation. I keep trying to will myself to do the things that I honestly want to do. I just can't. And that's where the autistic burnout comes in. Like, my executive function has completely shut down. And I'm literally going off of about, what, 4 hours of sleep? And I'm just like, I'm sitting here reflecting on what's going on, how I'm feeling, how frustrated I am. And I was like, I might as well record a podcast because it should be relatable to someone. Honestly, I have gone to doctors and they've given me medication for depression. And it didn't work because that wasn't the problem. When you have autistic burnout, obviously the chemicals in your brain are different. The neural pathways in your brain are different. So why on earth would the medication that they prescribe be effective? Don't get me wrong. This is totally individual. If it works for you, it works for you. But I'm telling you right now, the medication that they gave to me did not work. The one thing that has been working for me, honestly, is magnesium. And I thought I was getting enough in my diet, but clearly I was not. Considering the last time that I had made my podcast, I think it was March 20th or something, and today is, what, the 16th? I've been taking magnesium the entire time, and quite frankly, today is the one day that I've had the motivation to do things. So, not quite 30 days, but close. And honestly, I think that knowing yourself and being able to articulate what your needs are is important. I've been going to therapy as well. So, I mean, I've been talking to many professionals, and I always recommend that everyone talk to a professional. But don't just follow along what they say without knowing what's actually going on. Like, even with talking to a relative or someone in a supporting role, you need to know what's actually going on and not just be like, yeah, I'm depressed. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it is. You need to know what these things actually are, the clinical definitions, terms, symptoms, so that you can be like, no, that's really not what's the problem. That's not what's bothering me. It seems like that's what's bothering me, but that's not it. I don't have all of the check boxes, so to speak, to fit what it is that you're saying is the problem. And that was the case with the depression and the burnout. There was something going on in my brain that was shutting down my ability to function, to move, and do things in a manner that was productive for me. And so, while on my journey out of burnout, and I mean burnout, I was looking at the definition of burnout, and it is caused by situations and circumstances within your life. That is the critical difference between depression and burnout. Burnout is situational, and it can be brought on by being overstressed, and that was the situation. Car note due, phone bill due, migraine popping up, all these other things that are happening with my body that ultimately resulted in me finding out that my hormone levels were all out of whack because of perimenopause. And my brain was just like, okay, that's enough. Sit down. Time to stop. You're doing too much. And the sad part is that as a single parent, I am so used to doing all the things when my brain is basically telling me, no, you can't do all of those things anymore. Trying to find a way to navigate the new normal is hard. I mean, I asked for help in certain situations, but it took me dang near 30 years to even ask for help in any way. And now I'm needing to ask for help more and more, and I'm feeling uncomfortable because I don't know how to articulate what exactly it is that I need. I was trying to find an intern, and all I was thinking was just do the social media. But what does that mean? Do I need him to make the pictures, post the content, do all those things? I don't even freaking know what I need them to do. I just need them to take it and do it. Okay, I need you to do all the videos too, because I just can't. Okay, I need somebody to research the topics for my blogs, because I just can't. I need someone to go through my notebook LM and put all of the pieces together for me. I've done a lot of research. I have a lot of documents. I just can't. I know it needs to get done. I just can't. And that's where I am even with this podcast. I want it to get done. I just can't. I wanted to sit down with my kids yesterday and do the podcast of the script that I had prepared. I just couldn't. I kept looking at them. It was a beautiful day, and all I wanted to do was just lay in the sun and soak up the rays and just be content. I've basically spent 20 years going nonstop. And COVID forced me to slow down. And now I've lost momentum and I'm trying to build it back up again. I get anxious sharing videos about my cluttered apartment, but now I'm realizing that I'm anxious because I was so used to seeing all those perfect places. And even though I wanted to be that person that showed you my cluttered apartment years ago, the thing is, people expect me to clean it up. I don't want to. I don't want to clean it up. Everything is in its place. It looks like a hot mess. It does. But I need it to be this way for right now. I need it to function as a place where I feel comfortable. And I can honestly say that a cluttered home equals a cluttered brain. But I know it seems like I can't function in a cluttered brain right now, but that's just because I'm exhausted. But this is what my home looked like when I was functioning at my highest level, when everything was getting done, when all the pieces were in place and I was doing my top work. But as you get older, and like I said, perimenopause and hormonal changes are a thing. That also contributed to what's going on right now, where I just can't get up. If it wasn't for the magnesium, I'd probably look like I was thoroughly depressed, where I just couldn't get up at all. And I had to explain it to my son like that. He thought I was taking a whole bunch of bad pills or whatever, or narcotics or some crap. And I literally told him, I was like, this is vitamin D. This is vitamin D3, this is vitamin B, and this is magnesium. And then this is Advil. And this is a pain pill, because I think I had shared before that I had messed up my shoulder and I don't have feeling in two fingers in my left hand. If I didn't, now you know. I hurt my shoulder and I have a pinched nerve. And I'm probably going to have to go into surgery. I have a a meeting with an orthopedic surgeon next month. But it's just like, it doesn't matter how healthy you are. I am going to try doing CMOS though, and I want to see how that works. But at this point, I have to get there because soaking the CMOS, cleaning the CMOS, you know, that executive function where I know all of the steps, that's my problem. I know all of the steps. I just need to get to that first step. I need to turn off the rest of the steps. I literally had to go through that conversation with my 12-year-old the other day. He was like, it's too many steps, Mom. I was like, just do the first one. Just focus on the first step. Don't worry about all the other steps afterwards. Once you start the first step, it's like a cascade of dominoes. They just start falling one right after the other. Natural succession. You don't have to think about it. You just do it. When you're a child and you're learning, yes, it's good to know what the steps are. But to an autistic ADHD child, or complex ADHD, or Asperger's, or whatever they want to call it these days, knowing all the steps is overwhelming and stressful and causes anxiety and panic and makes you feel like all those steps are going to cascade on top of you as opposed to just falling nicely forward. Not off a cliff. That's what it feels like sometimes when that anxiety and panic comes over you and you think like, oh my God, I'm going to fall off a cliff. No. Change your perspective. Change your mental view. Fall forward onto a soft memory foam bed with a nice aerogel, hydrogel, whatever kind of gel pillow it is that stays cool all night and just makes you so relaxed and calm. You can breathe again. You can relax. And you can just focus on each individual step that comes after. The problem is, when I was planning and journaling, I would write down every single step. As opposed to, do this, do that, do this, do that. You know how when you say, I need to record a podcast? Instead of thinking about all of the steps that go along with it, just write, record the podcast. That means open the app and press record. Two steps. Two very simple steps. I tried to do all those other things, you know, editing and writing a script and blah, 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 blah. Draft after draft after draft after edit after edit after edit. And quite frankly, I can't do it. Although, I will say, to my credit, those few episodes that I did have a script and I just kind of ad-libbed off of the scaffolding that I had, they were excellent. And it was done in one take. Just like this one. But I don't have a script. I just feel so coherent. I know I'm lacking some details because I don't have them all in my face. But I think you get the gist. I may very well listen to this, get a transcript, and update it in the future. But for now, this is what we got. Depression is something that I do not have. I know the difference. I feel the difference. I'm not saying I've ever had depression, but looking at the definitions of those words, it's definitely situational. It's definitely chemical imbalance in the brain. It's definitely a vitamin and mineral deficiency. It's definitely a lack of executive function going with actual action. Because I'm motivated as hell. I want to do it. I want to provide service to the community. I want to be the change that I see in the world. That is my guiding value. Everything that I want to see change in the world, I want to be that example. I sincerely do. It's just, it's so exhausting. There's so many things wrong that I want to fix, that I want to see fixed, that I want to be the example to fix. And as much as I want to, it's just difficult. I don't know how to do the steps simply. And until I work it out, I'm just going to be me and trying to escape this burnout. It's been about, I'll say, the burnout started when my hand went numb, and that was about July. So we're real close to a year. But like I said, I've been doing everything by myself, all alone, basically with the most scant support system on the planet, struggling through a whole lot of trauma on my own. And I've just had enough. Although, I will say, to my credit, I maintained a very serious boundary. I had met a man, thought he was really nice, then found out he was a two-time felon, just got out of jail, was going to start selling drugs, and then decided that he was going to let me put a van in my name. Yeah, that smells like trouble. Then he lied, tried to manipulate, tried to, nope, let's not even go there. But I walked away. Yeah, it was an opportunity to make some money. Yeah, he was really nice. But I don't want that drama. Hey, look, I'm bored. I'm boring. I don't have a life. When you meet people like that, it's just like, ooh, we're going to be doing like a whole little thing. It's going to be like a movie, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, yeah, I'm not 20 anymore. And I can't chance getting into any serious trouble when I've got 3 kids at home and one's 5. 15-year-old might be able to do some things. 12-year-old could hang on to the 15-year-old for a hot minute, but the five-year-old needs me. So, no. Bye-bye, bitch. Anyway, sorry, I had to put that in there because, that was how I'm feeling. But I maintained that boundary. I said no to something that was really going to be a detriment to my peace. It helped that I was listening to some very positive music. Queen Irby is awesome. I love her. I love her to death. I mean, I didn't even realize Queen Irby was from Carmen. And Amy is the bomb. I love her to death. So it just fit perfectly. The whole playlist that I was listening to the entire way there was just lifting me up and reminding me to know my worth. And then when I got there, for some reason, I didn't even take my headphones out. I went to go to a bar to pick them up, and it was just straight. I don't like bars. Especially loud bars with music that I don't agree with, and people constantly talking. Like, literally before I went to this bar, my son asked me to listen for boiling water in the kitchen from the living room. Yeah, that's how sensitive my ears are. Plus, I can also hear my children talking in their rooms, whispering with the door closed. I can hear their TVs. It takes a lot for me to focus and hone in on my own television. My children don't even understand half the time why I need my television to be down to level 10, whereas they always have it on level 20 or something like that. It's ridiculous. And then to have the air conditioner on, and I can hear the refrigerator running, and I can even hear the gas on the stove. It's a lot. I kept my headphones in, so I didn't have to hear any of that. And then as soon as I walk in there, he's arguing with a woman because he poured her drink on the ground. Like, seriously, why did you call me to come pick you up? Why weren't you outside when I arrived? Wow. Just wow. I'm doing you a favor by coming to pick you up. You've been in a bar, and I'm trying to give you a ride home. But you called me for a ride home because the woman that you're with is having a problem with you. You're having a problem with her. You're having a disagreement. And then you didn't even tell me the situation that you were going to have me walking into. Big fat no. How dare you leave me so unprepared? So I left. I'm happy that I kept my headphones in because I couldn't hear anything that he was saying, anything that she was saying. My eyes were closed and I was focused on the music that I was listening to. Ironically, at the same time, it was Iggy Azalea's Money Come. But still, it was just like, all money ain't good money. Period. I could be driving for Lyft right now. I need to go put gas in the car. I need to go to bed so I can go driving in the morning because I'm sleepy. My head hurts. I'm listening to too much noise right now. And I can't focus on what is important, really important. So I got in my car and left. Very proud of myself on that one. Because it's really, really, really important that I get out of this burnout. And I do not want it to be a long-term thing. A year after 20 years of doing everything and then being forced to slow down in the pandemic, that's nothing, honestly. So, if nobody told you they love you today, I do. I love you. Stay blessed.